On Capitol Hill, the state's new U.S. Senator Scott Brown is unveiling his first piece of legislation. The senator is proposing an amendment that would tap into $80 billion in unused federal stimulus funds in order to reduce payroll taxes for millions of workers. He says the plan will save workers more than $500 over a six-month period and stimulate the economy. Senator Brown joins us now from Washington to talk about that and other subjects. Good morning, Senator, and thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. I think the last time we saw each other was in the truck, in where we did an interview, if I'm not mistaken.
In the front seat of the truck in the city of Worcester a few days after your win. Tell us about this first piece of legislation. How would this plan work?
Well, certainly it would help nearly 130 million people from Massachusetts to California. And you're right, as you pointed out, it does use unused or unobligated stimulus funds. Currently about $80 billion in the form of across-the-board payroll tax cut for American workers for a period of about 6 months, and it could be between $500 and $600 for an individual, up to $1,000 per couple, which would immediately be used for whatever purposes they need it for.
Why is this a better use of federal stimulus funds, in your view, than using stimulus funds to create jobs?
Well, I think this does create jobs. This allows people to go out and spend monies as they see fit, pursuant to their needs and not the government's needs. The government always thinks that they can do more with your money than you should be able to do. And there's already monies that have been allocated for certain programs and projects. These are monies now that have been unobligated, they're unused, and that are basically just waiting for someone to put it to some use, and I would rather put it towards the use of in the pockets of individual citizens versus creating another government job or government slush fund.
Have you been able to gauge what support there might be in the Senate yet for this plan?
Well, as you know, last week I worked across the aisle to help create a jobs bill that hopefully will stimulate the economy and create jobs. It was a bipartisan effort. There seems to be more of that happening now. We finalized it late last night, and we're working on it obviously today. But this is something I've been working on since I got here. I'm hopeful that there'll be a new bipartisan effort to, jump on board and put money back into people's pockets in their own state. So we'll see.
On the subject of the jobs bill, which you mentioned, you were criticized by some people who supported your election when you voted with Democrats on that Senate jobs bill. Is that criticism going to make you think twice about crossing the aisle again at some point down the road?
No. I told people during the election, and they know from my past voting record, that I will vote across party lines when it's appropriate. When I see a good bill, whether it be a Democrat bill or Republican bill, I'll vote for it. And this bill, while not perfect, certainly did four things. It allowed for people who have small businesses to write off in an accelerated depreciation manner new purchases for equipment. That'll stimulate the economy. That'll allow people who have small businesses to get equipment they may have wanted or held off on for a couple of years. It also allowed for some transportation extensions of funds, allowed for some bonding issues, and also had another provision in there that I felt comfortable with as well. So it's no secret that if I see a bill, I'm going to vote for it. And I looked at it, and it made sense. I would have appreciated more across-the-board tax cuts within it, but it was a good first step.
There's likely to be, in fact, there already is some Republican opposition to the new health care plan that President Obama is expected to outline this afternoon at the White House in order to push health care reform forward, as he says. In this plan, which he hopes is the final reform plan that he's going to unveil today, the president is apparently going to include some cost-cutting and fraud prevention measures being pushed by Republicans. Where do you think you'll be on this new plan being unveiled today?
Well, I have to read it, first of all, but from the indications we're getting is that it's a regurgitation of the Senate plan, and it still calls for a half a trillion in Medicare cuts, and it still will cost over $1 trillion. And, if they're going to try to do the nuclear option or reconciliation to ram this thing through in a non-bipartisan effort, I think that's a huge mistake. The American people and many people in my state want them to start over and want them to look at the individual state's needs and what their needs are. The needs that they're pushing here in the federal government may not be the same as what's needed in our state or other states. So I'm certainly going to read it. We haven't received anything except the 11-page outline. But if it's like the Senate plan that does everything that it did before, it's going to be difficult to pass.
You think it'll cost Democrats in both the Senate and the House politically if they, as you say, try to ram the health care plan through without Republican support?
If they use the political chicanery and parliamentary maneuvers to basically take over one-sixth of an industry and change it using a parliamentary maneuver without really broad-based support, like, for example, Social Security, civil rights, when they were pushing those some major initiatives, there was true bipartisan support, 70, 80 votes in many instances. I think it's going to be problematic in the midterm elections, yes.
Finally, Senator, let me ask you, you have your committee assignments now. You got assigned to Armed Services, Homeland Security, and Veterans Affairs. And I'm wondering what's likely to top your agenda in those committees?
Well, aside from a lack of sleep and not having enough time in the day, it'll be certainly trying to provide the tools and resources to our troops, take care of our veterans after they've served, and try to address the very real homeland security issues affecting our state and our country. I mean, whether it's dealing with the LNG tankers, security at our airports and our malls, and just everyday security of our citizenry. There's a whole host of issues in a wide range of areas that we can focus on.
Senator Scott Brown, thank you very much for speaking to Morning Edition today. We appreciate it.
My pleasure. Good to be on again. Thank you, Bob.